Hi, and welcome to the Cool Rain Podcast. Today, you'll be joining me in the mountains, in my cabin. I built it myself. It's a small cabin with logs for walls, old boards for the floor, a metal roof. But it's got a nice fireplace, and it's well insulated and warm. We've got a bed with fuzzy fur blankets. And we're sitting on the porch, looking out over the mountainside. We can see the sun scraping the tops of the mountains as it gets ready to set. It's not just yet night, but it's getting very close. We're sitting on our rocking chairs, and we can lean over and look at the river below. It seems far, but it's only because it's small in comparison to these massive mountains. We can see the water moving as the reflection from the sun bounces in every which direction. We can see the silhouette of an eagle fly over, looking into the water for its fish. Its dinner, bringing home to its children, its baby chicks. It'll go to sleep, just like us, in the night. We can hear the birds getting ready for bed, singing their songs, their lullabies. We can hear the trees in the wind, the branches swaying, the leaves rustling. We can hear the bark, touch bark. We can hear it crack in the wind. We can hear the leaves falling to the ground. We can hear the crunch of dry leaves and twigs on the ground as small animals and deer run to their homes. We can see on the mountain ridge above, just across the way, the silhouettes of mighty trees in front of the sun. The bleed into the sky, painted by long, wispy clouds. The sky isn't blue anymore. It's tired, and it has an orange and red hue. Even the sun wants to go to sleep. It's been a long day. When you work for billions of years, every night is a blessing. Waking up every morning, going to sleep every night. Maybe it seems like a repetitive task, but it makes life worth living, seeing these moments every day. The beauty of the world. Seeing the sun rise lets you know that another day has come, and you're in the world to see it. But for now, we're watching the sunset and getting ready for our rest. Now is our time to sleep. We can rock in our chairs and watch the sunset as it dips into the valley, in between the mountains, until eventually it's gone, and all we can see are the stars above us. In the darkness, we can hear the owls and the nocturnal mammals the only light provided is the light that comes from the cabin and the light from the moon. If you listen closely, you can hear that the wind has died down. It seems that even the earth itself wants to go to sleep, and we should let it. The darkness is like a sheet, a blanket over our eyes and body. And we can hear the animals, the birds, the crickets singing to us. A lullaby, an orchestra for the night. They sing so beautifully. The crickets playing the violins, the string instruments, the flutes, the owls. They play the brass instruments, the trumpets, trombones, tubas. You can hear the cicadas. They whistle. They keep the melody. And the wind. The wind and the branches are the percussion instruments. They keep time to the orchestra. They conduct this lullaby for us to fall asleep on the cabin porch. As you listen, you slowly get tired. The lullaby is beautiful.